Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Councilmember Wyatt, you had brought up as part of the discussion with the fluoride in the water that was brought up by Councilmember Rivera. Just, it seemed like that news took a lot of people by surprise. Did that take you by surprise when you had heard about, you know, there not being fluoride in the water?
It sure did. I was absolutely stunned, to be quite honest, because all this time we thought that there was fluoride in the water. And even if it was been minimized, that's something that should be a public conversation. This water issue is a big one nationally. So any changes to our water, I think, is so important to have public conversation. Because when that you hear that issue, you start wondering about other things. I know that when I was first a council member, Steve Stepniak had a conversation. We had the whole Michigan state issue. There was conversations about our water quality. So I think we have to stay in the public realm to make certain that they are informed and they feel that we are being transparent, because this took a lot of people by surprise, especially me.
Why do you think not many people knew about what was going on in 2015 when they made the decision to take the fluoride out of the water?
Well, if it's what we were just told, that it was in our bill, most people aren't looking for that type of information in a bill. And again, there's going to be more conversation with our water board for those meetings to be more transparent, for people to know. Water is a very big issue. And we should be transparent and letting people know what is going on with it. Even though I know a lot of the meetings that I have with them are regarding bonds, but as far as treatment of those things, we have to be conscious of making people aware of what's going on.
How do you think that they could be better communicated in terms of those types of decisions that's being made when you're essentially affecting the water for residents of the city of Buffalo taking fluoride out of your drinking water?
Well, we have common council meetings. Committee meetings, common council meetings, they can send items to the council. We will give them the opportunity to come and speak to it. This is a public meeting. We want to make sure that those type things come before us and that we can have dialogue, because again, this should not have been a surprise. Even if they reduced it, there shouldn't have been a surprise to the residents.
Aside from that decision, do you have any concerns or anything that you would like to see addressed in terms of having the fluoride back in the water? Is it, you know, is there concern? Is there just anything on top of mind when it comes to that, other than just the whole communication factor?
Well, I think the communication is the biggest thing, because I don't know what was the rationale behind reducing it, the fluoride. I don't know. We need some experts to come and explain to us that. But again, not to have that information and all of a sudden to see it on the front page in the news is not a good look.
And I know that maybe, I don't know how much input you can provide on this, but a decision like this, does this concern the city and residents and people here in the Common Council that a decision like this could potentially have an impact in terms of a lawsuit against the city?
I hope not. I hope it's as easy as us having a conversation and sharing the reason, the rationale behind eliminating or reducing the fluoride. Let us have a conversation. But again, I think it's a further conversation about having public conversation regarding our water. We have to do that. And so hopefully out of this conversation comes, let us start doing some regular or quarterly type of meetings so that the public is aware of their water.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.